Okay, the Paradise Town Board is under order. Today is July 12th, 2022, 7 o'clock, and if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I swear I went to elementary school.
Thank you. Before we get started, just bring a couple of things to your attention. At the top of the agenda, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute any cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside. If you find it necessary to talk to someone next to you, maybe about something that's coming up, please take them outside these doors or into the lobby behind you, because it makes it very difficult to hear and put up with this air conditioning as well. The rest of it I'll leave to all of you to peruse through. Let the record reflect that the board members are here except for John Wardlaw and Roger Hayward. Both are excused. Do we have any county introductions?
Board of Fegley, current planning.
Alvaro Lozano with Commissioner Gibson's office.
Okay. Speaking of Denisio, who's in there? I'll be back. All right. Item number two on the agenda, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and if you'd step up and use the microphone, because this meeting is recorded, and some of you may have a booming voice, but we still need you to use the microphone. And if you would give us your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. We get an approval of the minutes for June 28, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes as written.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for June 28, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of tonight's agenda for July 12, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of the agenda for this evening with one change. Item number 8, which is ET2140129 Pacific Place Site LLC. The applicant has been asked to hold this item until February of 2023. All other items will be heard as submitted.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, July 12, 2022, with a hold on item 8. That will not be heard tonight. If anyone is here for that, you're welcome to stay, but that item will not be heard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items? Not that I know of. Okay. So we'll move on to the planning and zoning part of the agenda. Item number 1. UC 220337 Gateway Business Center LLC use permit to allow a health club within an office warehouse complex on 2.9 acre portion of 6.0 acres in that MD Design Manufacturing AE 70 and AE 65 zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road, approximately 400 feet north of Sunset within Paradise.
Hello, I'm Robert Messiano, 107 East Johnson Boulevard, representing the applicant. This application is for a private health club that has individual rooms for individual workouts. If you have any other questions right now.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number two, UC220346, Chinatown Retail LLC, use permits for the following: one, retail sales, and two, restaurant within an existing shopping center on a portion of 2.8 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone within the Asian Design Overlay District. Generally located on the north side of Spring Mountain Road, 600 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
My name is Paul Rohani, R-O-H-A-N-I. I'm representing Chinatown Retail LLC. We bought this 2.5 acre property, all was auto retail. And we turned most of the property to C1 right now, except these two mechanic shops we have. So we're trying to relocate them and put a retail store there. And we asked for your approval. This is from the back of the building. And these are the elevation of it, and the landscaping is already existing.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if no one on the board has any comments or questions, I move that we approve such staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. It goes to the Planning Commission on August 2nd. Item number three, UC220356, Bermuda Road Properties LLC, use permit to allow a daycare facility. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduced parking, and two, eliminate parking lot landscaping. Design review for a daycare facility and restripe parking spaces with an existing office warehouse facility on a portion of 6.0 acres in M1 light manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the east side of Bermuda Road, 365 feet south of Sunset within Paradise.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Members of the board, Denise Gordillo, 204 Bell Isle Court, Henderson Valley, representing the applicant on this matter. I know some of you have been here a while and the town board is familiar with this property. It's on the east side of Bermuda, directly south of the railroad, and a little bit farther south of Sunset, so it's in the business park. What it is a multi-use building where two-thirds of the east is existing office warehouse. On the western third, a number of uses have been approved over the years, since starting probably about 2011. 2017, place of worship was approved. That triggered the waiver that was approved in 2017, roughly a 12 to 13% parking waiver. Since then, now we are proposing a daycare facility. So on the site plan here, there's three major components that you have before you tonight. Most of it is internal, what you would consider to be like a tenant improvement. We do have a new wall that we're proposing back here, and I'll show you that. Everything else remains the same, other than the restriping of parking spaces here. I'm sending down some pictures just so you can see that basically everything's gonna remain the same. Visually, from Bermuda, from the parking lot, everything's gonna remain the same. So I'm gonna focus first on the actual daycare facility. Here's a blow up of that. Right now, as currently existing, is we have a first level parking structure, parking garage. Half of that could be allocated for the new daycare. This is getting specifically parking for people that are dropping off their kids. And then, of course, we also have two-lane, one-direction drop-off for the older kids that are going to be dropped off the daycare. We are proposing a new 3,000 square foot play yard on the north side of the building. Again, railroad tracks is roughly here. So this wall is the only thing that is new, and what that's going to look like. As you can see there, that's the new wall that is going to enclose the outdoor play yard. It's going to match the building per the pictures that I put out. On the two waivers, the second waiver, which is the easier one, we're just restriping this course, there is no parking lot landscaping other than two trees that exist in the existing parking lot. So to maintain that, we're asking for the waiver, as of course, as with the entire request, staff is recommending approval. The second waiver is parking. So right now, we are currently functioning on a 12-13% parking reduction. What triggers that parking reduction and what triggers this parking reduction is the place of worship that was approved in 2017. Now, there were some pretty big restrictions on that place of worship. It can only happen on Sunday, prescribed hours, and none of the other uses are operating during that time. So, yes, it's a parking waiver. Right now, we're asking for a smaller parking reduction, which is 10%. But from a functional and practical standpoint, there is no conflict between uses. All right? So those are the two waivers. We did work with staff. Actually, we've been at this since, I think, late last year, so we're finally glad to be here. We worked with staff on proper on-site circulation, where you come in on this driveway, the southern driveway, you go through here, drop them off, and then you exit on the driveway. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on the entire report and request. We'll comply with all conditions of approval, and we would respectfully request your approval as well.
Is there anyone in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Your turn. Your turn.
My turn. Well, if nobody has anything, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And you know it goes to the Planning Commission on 8-3.
Okay.
Item number 4, UC 220360, Gray HC Las Vegas PPTY Holding use permit. Okay, everyone, I think I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, if you have something you want to say, please take it out in the lobby and carry on your conversation there. Out of respect for the people that are giving that presentation, we'll do the same for you at that time. Okay, thank you. Use permit for a vehicle rental in conjunction with a commercial building on 3.2 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment A60 zone, generally located in the northeast corner of Howard Hughes Parkway and Flamingo Road within Paradise. Go right ahead.
Good evening. My name is William Stoddard, 801 South Rancho Drive, Suite D4, Las Vegas, Nevada. Spelling of that last name is S-T-O-D-D-A-R-D. I'm representing the applicant. Six rent-a-car. I've got some presentation materials here. I've made copies I can send down. They are identical to what I've got up here. This is an application for a special use permit for a vehicle rental office at 325 Hughes, Howard Hughes, it's actually Hughes Center Drive. The zoning for this site is H1. As you can see, the site fronts on East Flamingo Road to the south, Hughes Center Drive to the north, Howard Hughes Parkway to the west, and then clear over here is Paradise Road to the east. This area is referred to as the shops at the Hughes Center, which is a retail portion of that development. There are various restaurants in the area. This building here is where we propose to utilize approximately 1,300 square feet for a vehicle rental location. Typical vehicle rental satellite office. In the same building, there are a couple of restaurants, a Lolo's Chicken restaurant, a Mi Ranchito Mexican restaurant. There are a number of freestanding restaurants. There's a FedEx office closer to Paradise. So it's more of a retail area portion of the campus at the Hughes Center. The building where we would be located has approximately 11,000 square feet of space, various inline retail suites. Again, we would have approximately 1,300 square feet. The second page of the handout shows the floor plans. It would be improved with a typical customer service branch, front office, back office, and break room. And then the third page shows a photo of the existing front elevation This is suite 140. Again, it's a pretty small suite that would be built out for this use. The applicant easily meets all the requirements of Title 30. We're not asking for any waivers. We're required to have a maximum of 5 parking spaces, which we are not asking for a waiver of. Because we share the building with at least one other business. This building requires 142 parking spaces. 149 are provided, so there's more than enough parking at the site. And you can see that the landlord will designate 5 specific locations for those rental cars. And so that's the first requirement of Title 30. The next requirement is that we can't do any moving vans or moving trucks. That's not an issue. My client is in the business of renting out premium luxury cars and SUVs, so there would be no moving vans ever of any kind. The other requirement is that there can be no watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycles, trailers, things like that. And of course, again, my client will be engaged in a standard vehicle rental business. There are additional requirements if we're in a UV zone, which we're not, or within a resort motel, which we're not. This use will look no different than any other retail use in the surrounding area. County staff is recommending approval. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you've got.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? If you come forward, give us your name and address for the record. There's the microphone.
Hi, Larry May, One Hughes Center. I'm the general manager for Park Towers, which is the condominium across the street from the location. When we got the application, it was just said, you know, car rental. So we reached out and they said, hey, it's restricted. You only have 10 luxury rental vehicles. There's not going to be an allowed for no maintenance. So anything like that. So I didn't hear you mention anything about they can't work on the vehicles, they can't do anything about that. Is this going to be listed in the restrictions for the approval, that the number of cars that can be parked overnight and that they can't do maintenance of vehicles in the parking lot? Obviously the parking, they're going to stay there all night long for the cars. Is there a listing that's in the restrictions that say, hey, you can only have this many cars at a given time?
Was that all your questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, those are great questions, and we appreciate
it. Anyone else? Just one. Anyone else want to speak? Okay.
Title 30 has the 5 vehicle maximum requirement, so that's in the code. We're not asking for a waiver of that, and so we're covered by Title 30. It's part of the code. There is no intention of doing any vehicle maintenance on this site at all. There's not a specific condition written in, but I'm sure we would have to ask for a specific waiver under the code if we wanted to do a completely separate type of use, which would be vehicle repairs and maintenance, which would be a different special use permit application, which we're not applying for. This will only allow us to operate a retail vehicle rental office.
All right, is there anyone else who wants to speak? Okay, I'll close it. Did he cover all of your concerns? Okay. How many vehicles are you gonna have there?
5 vehicles.
5? You're gonna have 10 spaces and 5 vehicles.
I suppose we would have as many as 10 spaces only because we have employee parking.
Right.
But 5 vehicles is all the rental vehicles that we would have.
And you're not anticipating any additional cars.
Correct.
Because if you want to go beyond what you get approved, you're going to have to get permission for that.
That's correct. Sorry to interrupt. We would absolutely have to come back and request a waiver and go through the same process and notify the neighbors.
And you could always go through code enforcement.
It's certainly not our intention.
I know signage is a part of this, but you're not going to have any signs all over these cars, placards, and things like that on the cars?
That's correct.
So they're just going to be 5 high-end vehicles, no signage on them or anything. They're going to come to him. How will they get there?
That is all correct.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask, I don't see how you can make any money on 5 cars. So, and when they come back, you need to wash them and clean them before you can lease them out again. So is there another location where you'll have additional cars, so when one goes out, you bring another one over?
That's right.
Okay.
So Sixth Rent a Car is a Fortune 500 company, major, right, you know, operator. They have off-site locations where those kinds of things would take place. And of course, they'll need to rotate vehicles in.
Right.
The maximum they can keep here at any given time is 5.
It's 5. So that's what I'm saying. You can't make money on 5. You have to have more cars somewhere. Do you know where that site's going to be yet?
Well, I assume the answer to that is no, but they have other retail locations in the valley.
Okay.
So I assume they would be coming from those locations.
You don't have anything at the airport, since it's close to the airport?
I think we do have a location,
okay,
at the airport.
So they'll be cleaned and maintained elsewhere. You're just rotating 5 cars in at this particular location.
That is correct.
Okay. Anybody else?
I mean, should we just add in a condition that
no car maintenance or washing
or overnight parking will happen?
There was one question. What are you going to do with the cars at night?
The vehicles will stay there overnight. No different than any other use of this parking lot. They will be there overnight.
Yeah, whatever's returned, they'll be there. And there's nothing against the code that prevents people from leaving their cars in the parking lot.
So just the maintenance.
Just the maintenance of car washing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would make a motion to approve this application subject to the preliminary staff conditions, with the additional condition that no maintenance or car washing will be held on the site.
Can we just add to that no signage on the vehicles?
And no signage on the vehicles. You got that, Maureen?
I think that's most of the games that get played.
Yep.
Yeah. So you've heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And that will go to the Planning Commission on August the 2nd for final decision.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number 5, VS 220348, Sanchez Family Trust and Sanchez Margaret W. Trust, vacate and abandon. Easements of interest to Clark County, located between Cameron Street and Argo Street, between Nevso Drive and Harmon Avenue within Paradise. You want the other one read into the record too, item number 6?
Yes.
Okay. And item number 6, WS 220347, Sanchez Family Trust and Sanchez Margaret W. Trust, waiver of development standards to eliminate parking lot landscaping, design review for an office warehouse on 2.5 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located 319 feet east of Cameron Street, 630 feet south of Nevso, within Paradise.
Hi, I'm Eric Santos, and the address is 4330 Cameron Street. And
I'm New York, project manager.
Thank you. So regarding item 5, what we intend to do is to develop a warehouse on this property. And there's a Clark County easement that was surrounding the property for roads that may have come through there. This is what they call it, a flag lot. So it's not directly on to Cameron Street. There's an access easement for the property. And there's an easement that was around the property that we were pursuing to vacate.
Okay. And the rest of your presentation?
Yeah. Also on the warehouse that we intend to develop, there's a parking lot, and we're requesting a waiver from the development standards on the parking lot landscaping. There was a request to have some landscaping buffers within the parking lot. this is a warehouse in an industrial area, and we have included some landscaping around the perimeter of the property and the building itself, but not within the parking lot. So that's what we're requesting there.
And is just the design of your building?
And then also we have here is the design review for the building itself. And we have about a 47,000 square foot warehouse and office. It's got a first and second floor office. It's about 6,000 square feet. And a third floor area too that has about 1,200 square feet. And then so this is the parking lot here on the site plan that we're trying to not have the landscaping within the actual parking lot stalls. That's what we're trying to wait for.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, we all know how I feel about parking lot landscaping.
Now you're going to have the perimeter landscaping, right? And that's pretty much all I saw around that area. I didn't see much in the way of in the parking lot itself.
And that, well, they're showing none, but just because it's industrial,
yeah.
When you have trucks and things coming through, they're mm-hmm. they're going to hit those curves.
Mm-hmm.
We know that trees don't grow in parking lot islands, no matter how much they try to tell us they will. And
she loves landscaping.
So I think this is substantial amount of landscaping along the front will address the issues that staff is bringing up about heat and drainage. I mean, if it's going to drain, it's going to drain into the landscape along the street. I don't think a few concrete raised islands is going to stop any drainage. So I don't see any reason to deny this project over a few trees in a parking lot.
Yeah. I think you're pretty much in line with all of the businesses around you anyway, isn't that right?
And neighbors to the just to the south is the parking lot of the school district's bus yard, so it's a giant parking lot asphalt with no landscaping in it.
Yeah.
So that's the neighbor right there. To the just to the east is a mini warehouse place that doesn't have any fiber. And then to the north is an industrial complex with granite shops and whatnot.
Yeah. The building will probably look pretty good.
Okay. Also throw out there, we're in a drought, we don't need to be planting any more trees.
Some of the work that the company does is
making some of the sculptures that you see along the freeway, and some of those are landscaping items, trees and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So we would really like to include some of our work like that within the landscaping elements of the project.
So you do all the sculptures with the iron and the rock and that are along the freeways right now? That's fantastic. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Well, if no one else has anything, I'd make a motion to approve this item and be subject to staff conditions.
Item 5 and 6, to vacate and abandon.
Items number 5 and 6.
Thank you very much.
Number 6 is approved.
So we have a motion to approve items 5 and 6. Subject to the if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Good luck.
You can take yourself back for
and you go to the Planning Commission on both of them August 2nd.
Remind them we're in a drought.
Yeah. Thank you. Tell them about your artwork. That'll make up for the plans.
It won't.
Okay, item number 7, WS-220340, Moshtiga, I'm going to butcher this one, Shakura, waiver of development standards to reduce requirement separation between the principal dwelling and accessory structure on 0.3 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Pearl Street, approximately 75 feet north of Casey Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Board. My name is Rosita. I reside at 5170 South Pearl Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. Before I start, I do have to warn, I am so sorry, public speaking is my most weakest subject, so please bear with me. We are presenting this to you. I currently reside at 5170 South Pearl Street. My father already built the structure. We're trying to get permits for it, for the accessory apartment and for the storage that we have in the backyard. Currently, the permits are for allowing the space, instead of it being 6 feet, it is 5 feet for the accessory apartment. It's going to be building A, I believe. And for the back of the property, the storage room, for it not to be, I don't know the wording for it, but it doesn't look like the rest of the house. So that's what the permit is currently for.
All right, is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Anybody have any comment you want to make? All right, I'll close the public and open it to the board. How is it that whoever took it upon themselves to build all of this without permits? Because we're hearing lots of this, and it's getting a little ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to build anywhere in Clark County, anywhere in Nevada, most anywhere in the country, you need a permit.
Right. How
did that happen?
It started years ago as a pastime. When my father retired, he needed something to do. He started making concrete, seeing what he could build, and it grew like a mushroom into this.
Did he make the picnic table too?
And so that's
all concrete.
And so then he added plumbing in one of them without a connection permit or anything, no fees paid or anything.
To which structure?
That was I don't know.
The storage structure.
Storage structure.
There is plumbing in there. Yeah, he knew that.
Right. Somewhere I read he'd be agreeable to removing that.
Sorry.
Somewhere I read in here is agreeable to removing that.
We can remove that, yes. If that's
is this the storage?
No, that's the accessory apartment. The storage is the one next to the bench.
So you got an outside sink in the off the apartment?
Yes, for grilling.
Okay. And have any of your neighbors said anything to you about any of this?
Not to our knowledge, no.
Somebody did. Clark County Code Enforcement.
Somebody turned you in. Because the only reason I question it is if you were on a rural estate lot where you had like a half acre, no one would have really paid attention to this. But you're in just a regular suburban neighborhood, so it is something we usually don't see, buildings of this size in a backyard.
That's the storage in question.
This is the storage?
Yes. Right.
There's fees and penalties for the connection.
He used to be a handyman years ago, and
yeah,
that's where he stored all the tools.
It's not.
That's not bad.
Well,
because you know that if you don't get it permitted, you wind up having to tear it all down.
Understandable.
If it doesn't get approved.
You're hoping that it will.
So, in order to get the permit, what I'm reading is you can't get the permits unless this gets approved. And the only thing that they're asking for is the separation from 5 feet to 6 feet. Mm-hmm. That's okay with everything else, even the architecturally not compatible, wasn't even a part of the, well, it's in the justification letter, it's not part of the application.
We could paint it to match the house.
Yeah. You could paint it to match the house, that would be a simple solution.
Sure.
Okay. So, I mean, we can only deal with what's in front of us, which is, can he be a foot closer?
I don't see a huge foot, because it's a clear foot. It's not a foot that's filled with, you know, 16,000 children's toys or all the other random things that you require. So.
Now, according to, are you aware of the conditions and what have you? Because Public Works has a condition in here that applicant is advised that there is a 10-foot wide private drainage easement on the rear property line, and they need to consult a drainage engineer to determine if anything can be done that would allow a structure in that easement.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So, while we were in the process of sending this application, I did contact a drainage engineer who did some research, found out that the property behind us, don't exactly remember the conversation, I can send the email, said that that drainage has not been used since the 70s. Mm-hmm. And that he's not sure why this is something that's needed. So I went on ahead and emailed back planning, and I said we need some explanation here because my engineer doesn't know what we need to get approved. And that's when planning said, you know what, we'll just send you guys to the board. And so
well, he said that the engineer needs to determine if anything can be done that would allow a structure in that easement. Now he's saying that
it was waived.
It was it hasn't been used since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to need to get something from the drainage engineer that y'all are okay with.
All of the fun paperwork.
Yeah, just not. Gee, that's what the engineer told us. That's not going to fly with Public Works.
Okay. The property behind us is currently vacant. I'm not exactly sure the condition of it. There is no one living there, to our knowledge, and there's a giant sign up front that says, I believe it's for auction, so we're not sure how to navigate this.
So we're with Public Works staff regarding this through the building permit process. So one of the steps of the building permit is they'll have to work with Public Works staff and their engineer, and they'll all get together and they'll figure out what they need to do. Whether they relinquish a portion of that easement, if it's smaller, rerouted it, whatever needs to be done, it will be part of the building permit process. But if that process takes longer than 2 years, we may have to extend to this application first, just because it could take some time. So you're all short of staff.
So we could give them 2 years, maybe, or suggest 2 years?
Yeah.
You think it's going to take more than a year?
I think you're right. I think 2 years.
I think 2 years would be good. And I think painting, at least painting it to match the rest of the property.
Okay. Painting it to match the rest of the property.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Match the house.
All right.
And the other structures.
We'll give you 2 years. Well, we'll recommend. We don't know what you'll get at Planning Commission, but to give you 2 years to finish it all up instead of one.
So you want to come back and see us again?
And then the other thing would be that we don't want to see you back with another code enforcement, or unless you're requesting a permit to do something, we don't want to see you back after the fact, after something's been built. If you need to build something, you get a permit. You follow the code, you follow the law.
Okay.
Okay.
We're
not going to keep doing this, do something, and beg for forgiveness later.
Do you want to make the motion, Dawn, or you want
to? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve item number 7, subject to them painting the structure. And what do we have? If approved?
Giving them 2 years.
Yeah, and 2 years. To complete and to review as a public hearing.
Okay.
So you'd have to come back and see us in 2 years and everything needs to be done.
Okay. Okay.
All your plumbing issues, everything.
So, Jit, I'm so sorry. I'm not familiar with this. So we need to repaint the storage, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're recommending, is that you repaint the building to match the other structure.
Okay.
Okay. That, what was the other one?
And it will give you 2 years,
to finish
all the building and the public works and building permits and all of that.
2 years to complete?
2 years to complete is a public hearing.
So you have to still get building permits to prove that everything you built to code.
So what's happening right now is we're making a recommendation.
I'll talk
to her outside.
Okay, you
want to?
She's gonna explain to you. You're gonna have to get everything permitted and approved, basically, and work with Public Works, work with the county, to get this all approved so that it's legal.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't want to see you back after you've already built something again without having gotten the permit.
Okay. I was under the impression, I didn't know much about it, so I was under the impression this is where you come to ask for a permit.
No.
At all.
I'll tell you all about it.
Now you've got to see us and the planning commission to get the approval, to get the permits, and get yourself all legal as far as what you've done.
Okay.
And then we'll see you again in 2 years.
Okay.
And we'll probably all be here.
And you say hi to that motion that got lost somewhere in the middle of all of that.
So with that,
all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
There you go.
Good luck.
And you did great at public speaking.
Yeah.
Right. It's very confusing. We understand.
Take your paperwork.
Because you're going to need that for the next meeting.
Next meeting.
And Lauren will tell you all about it.
They're all very nice,
and they'd
like to answer questions.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 8 has been held until February of 2023. And here we go on to item number 9, UT22400078, UC180406, Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. Use permit, second extension of time for a quasi-public facility. Youth referral service, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, landscape; 2, trash enclosures; 3, reduced height setback; 4, reduced parking; and 5, alternative driveway geometrics and design. Design review for a youth referral service on 0.2 acres of a 0.7 acre in a CP office professional AE60 zone. Generally located on the west side of Shirley Street, 150 feet north of Ratkovich Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Hi, Monica Gresser, G-R-E-S-S-E-R, Brazen Architecture 900, Perrin Avenue, Suite C-111, Las Vegas, representing the applicant, Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. We're requesting extension of the condition of waiver of conditions for UC-18-406. Project is located roughly south of ULB, and we are about 50% through construction at this point in time.
So anyone here would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the board. I'll close to the public, open it to the board. Did you have a design review? It is a design review.
Years ago.
Yeah, this is just the
extension.
This is just the extension?
Second time.
Usually people bring it back just to refresh our memories after the hundreds of things we see.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll finish by 2024?
Hopefully finish by November.
Okay.
But 2024 sounds fantastic. Yeah. You just never know how funding works sometimes. Magical.
Anybody else have anything?
No.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Item number 10, UC220350, Palm Mortuary Inc. Use permits for the following: 1, event center; 2, maintenance facility. waiver development standards for the following: increased building height, 2, modified driveway design standards, design reviews for the following: 1, event center, and 2, maintenance facility on 71.3 acres in the RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the east side of Eastern Avenue and north side of Robindale Road within Paradise.
Good evening, I'm Greg Borgel, 3747 Heritage Avenue. There are two proposed new buildings at Palm Mortuary. One is a new, being described as an event center. It's basically an expansion of the capability of doing what has become very popular. You don't just have funerals anymore, you have celebrations of life, and everything turns into 2 or 3 different events. And so this would be a new facility, and a very attractive one, we'll show you later, to accommodate that. And then the other change is the construction of a new storage building in the northeast corner of the property, replacing some older buildings that aren't very nice that have been used for that purpose. And we'll go from there, I suppose. The architecture on the event center, I think you'll find very attractive. That is where one of the waivers is. This structure right here is at a 40-foot point, which is slightly over the allowed height in an RE district, which funeral homes are allowed in RE districts with use permits. They have that. This is a new use permit to have these buildings, but the location here is up on the corner, but behind substantial landscaping on the street frontages. With any luck, that'll be on the next page. So here's the detail of that facility. Existing landscaping being retained outside the wall, and additional landscaping being proposed inside the wall. And yes, there's parking lot landscaping. This we think will be a particular, and by the way, abundant landscaping here on the inbound road from Eastern Avenue, which runs this direction here. So there's kind of enhanced landscaping out here. So we think it'll function as a particularly nice entry feature, and it'll have its own parking lot with its own facilities, and they will maintain the existing buildings because there's simply that much demand for these enhanced services. The building for the maintenance building in the rear is very functional and plain. It is 20 feet in height to a mansard, 24 feet in height to the top of the mansard. It's well set back from the residences to the east, and it will be, like I said, functional in appearance, but it will be earth tones and color, trying to blend in as best we can.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on the item? Seeing no one, I'll close the board. I'll close the public button with the board.
Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. It's interesting because when I went by today, I drive by on the way home from work, and my first thought was cemeteries should switch to artificial grass because we spend a lot of money watering those places, and all the water does is destroy the caskets, the flower vases. That's just my 2 cents about water conservation on that item. Other than that, I think it will add very well. The neighborhood should be used to the cemetery there. I don't think it's adding anything that is any different than that was there before. So I don't see any problem with the item.
I just find it interesting they're using the term event center now.
Well,
I see why.
It's not a funeral. I mean, it's not just public relations, although there's a public relations element. But they are having things that aren't really funerals. They're celebrations of life, as I put it forward. And so they are, I guess, characterizing them more generally as events.
Isn't that sort of a planning department? You have to out call it something so they don't have necessarily a funeral home. They'll have
an event.
Certainly, we turned in the nomenclature and staff accepted it. Staff has recommended approval. The applicant accepts the conditions, and we told you what it's about.
I think it's great. My grandmother lives on Bruce Street, which is just on the other side of that. She used to love going to your Christmas lights when you guys would put those on. That was her favorite thing. We did not get out this year to see them. I don't see any problem with it. I drive by that literally every day to work. And I'm excited to see a tall, pointy building there.
Do you want to make a motion?
Do I want to make a motion? Not really. I don't make a motion. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
I have a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good
evening.
Mm-hmm. Item number 11, UC 220353, Russell and Rogers LLC, use permits for the following: 1, retail; 2, restaurant; 3, on-premise consumption of alcohol, tavern; and 4, outside dining and drinking. Waivers development standards for the following: 1, allow outside dining and drinking in conjunction with a tavern; 2, increased retaining wall height; reduced driveway throat depth; and 4, reduced driveway approach distance. Design reviews for the following: 1, retail building; 2, restaurant building with a drive-thru; 3, tavern building with outside dining and drinking; 4, alternative parking lot landscaping; and 5, finished grade on 2.0 acres in M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Rogers Street within Paradise. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Sergio Compan, Compan. Address is 2525 West Horizon Ridge Parkway, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. On behalf of the client, I'm here proposing this site development.
Is the light on your microphone on? Or maybe just speak into it.
Sure. On behalf of our client, we're here to present this development of a tavern, a retail center, and a QSR. I believe your introduction of the project covers pretty much everything we're doing. And as you mentioned, all of those waivers are currently being recommended as approval by staff. Other than that, I don't have much to cover other than answering the questions you may have.
Okay, is there anyone here like to speak on the item? Seeing that, I'll close the public, open it to the board. So where's the tavern part of it? Right there.
Yes.
And the other structures are those yours or?
They are.
Okay.
Yes, the entire development is.
So the whole thing is going to be a tavern operation?
No, sir. No. This will be a tavern. This will be a QSR, a quick service restaurant with a drive-thru, and this here is an inline retail.
Okay. You got your trees.
Lots of trees.
Okay, well, if no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. You go to the Board of County Commissioners on August 3rd. BS 220354, Russell and Roger LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Russell Road and Quail Avenue, and between Rogers Street and Arville Street within Paradise. Okay, want to point it out where it's at? What's going on?
We'll be on 33 feet on the east side of the property along the property line, 33 feet along the south side of the property, along the property.
Okay. Anyone in the audience have any comments they'd like to make? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
You might want to improve your presentation a little bit when you go to the Board of County Commissioners.
Will do.
Would help. Item number 13, WS220359, Anthony Pagela, Injury Lawyer, LLP. Waivers development standards for the following: one, alternative parking space dimensions; two, eliminate the required sidewalk to separate buildings from pavement for parking aisles or spaces; design reviews for the following: one, office building; two, modifications to an existing parking lot; three, permit existing freestanding sign; four, permit existing roof signs; five, increase the number of existing wall signs; six, permit an existing animated sign video unit; and seven, comprehensive sign plan in conjunction with an existing office building on 1.0 acres in a CP office professional zone, generally located on the east side of Eastern Avenue, 200 feet south of Hacienda Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Robert Messiano, 107 East Charleston Boulevard, Suite 50, representing the applicant. There's an existing one-story building on the site. Client would like to add another building. The staff is recommending denial, and it all stems from the seven parking spaces on the north side. In order to get a 24-foot drive aisle in here, we can only get 16-foot deep spaces as opposed to 18-foot deep spaces. And so because of that, they are denied. But there are existing spaces all along here now. We are actually reducing the number of spaces. We're getting rid of the spaces on the south side. We're putting in a commercial driveway, and we're extending the median in eastern, so this is a right in, right out only drive. So I think we're improving the situation the way it exists now. Do you have an answer to questions?
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? He has the microphone.
Michael McAuliffe, 2487 East Hacienda Avenue. I live, this is next to the corner of Hacienda and Eastern, and then I live two properties east of there. I'm here to oppose this. Just listening to, well, we want to have a waiver. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're asking for a lot here. They want to put a new building here in an area of Eastern that's already a heavy traffic area, and so this is going to just slow that down as well. Part of the problem that we have is that the corner property, of which Commissioner William and Philip, I'm sure you're familiar with, we heard the same thing years ago when they went CP. And they broke every promise they made. We have been here a number of times with that. And we're not saying that these applicants are the same as those. Clearly they're not. But, it's a camel's nose under the tent sort of thing. And we see how difficult it is to slow down some of these changes to our residential neighborhood when these things are in process. So most of us in the neighborhood who are in 1,000 feet of that. I've spoken about this in the past few days and are opposed to this. So, thank you very much.
Is there anyone else here that would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, the applicant recently sent a notice of intent to sue my employer and a property that I manage. So based on that, I think it would be best for me to abstain so there's no conflict. I believe the two of you can continue to.
I just find it ironic that an injury attorney is requesting to eliminate sidewalks. And I have a real issue with that, just in general. Just ADA flat, no matter who you were, but I do find it more ironic. And I agree with the staff's concern about reducing the parking spaces regardless of them existing there previously. I don't care about that. Because it is true that people in Vegas have very large vehicles and they are bad drivers and the worst parkers. And with that, especially without a sidewalk, they will take out all of the people who are walking across this, you know, in the parking lot. I really don't like this at all.
It appears that the staff really is only in agreement with what's already there as far as design review 3 and 7.
Yeah.
Because typically they would even go for that signage and deny pretty much everything else.
Which I'm
pretty much on board with that.
Well, the staff denial is sort of a cascading effect because they don't want to improve the 60-foot space. They don't want to improve the lack of sidewalk on the side of the building because mm-hmm. if you have these spaces, then you want the sidewalk. As far as the sidewalk, we're really talking about is little section of sidewalk on this side of the building. We do have a sidewalk back here that leads to the back. And obviously, sidewalks.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. My grandmother's completely handicapped, and the only parking spots you have on that side of the building, and you're telling me there's no sidewalk that she can get onto not being traffic, I don't care.
Well, the accessible parking space is here.
And if there's no parking, handicapped people have to park where there's parking spaces. I understand what you're saying, and I don't agree with there not being a sidewalk there, and I'm in agreement with the staff denial.
Okay.
Well, staff is recommending approval of 3 and 7 and denial of development standards 1 and 2.
I'm solid with that. I'm good with staff.
Are you good with that or do you just deny the whole thing?
Don't let me be citizen. I don't want to deny the whole thing. I'll follow staff recommendations.
Okay. So, on this one, there's also the if approved conditions. We're not approving. Apparently, it's not going to go for approval of the whole thing, only what staff is recommending.
Right, so the if approval will apply to what is recommended approval. So
okay.
The recommendation would be approval of the design review 3
right.
to 7,
okay.
Denial of the waivers, and staff's if approved right. conditions for the items being approved.
So, do you want to do it or do you want
absolutely
to do it?
Absolutely not. You think I can remember what you were saying?
Okay. So, basically, I would make a motion to approve design reviews number 3 and 7 and denial of waivers, development standards, and design reviews 1 and 2 following staff's recommendation with if approved conditions. Does that make sense to you? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Good luck. You go to the Board of County Commissioners on August 3rd. Okay, item number 14, ZC-220362, County of Clark Aviation. Zone change to reclassify approximately 34.0 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment AE65 zone to a PF public facility AE65 zone. Waiver development standards for full off-site improvements generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Dewey Drive within Paradise.
Good evening. Hi. Jennifer Lopez, Clark County Department of Aviation, 5757 Wayne Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a rendering here of the project site. This area, highlighted in blue, is the 34.9 acres that the Clark County Department of Aviation purchased in 2021, for which we are requesting a conforming zone change from H1 to PF. The proposed project is the construction of an aircraft parking ramp to accommodate aircraft charter flights. The waiver of development standards along Forsyth Seaman Drive is on the north side of the parcel, and that's due to the lack of development to the north side. So once we decide what will be developed in that area, we'll then move forward with developing the offset improvements. The waiver of development standards on the east side of the parcel is due to the fact that we are remapping the airport and we are going to request to vacate the right-of-way on this side of the property. And so the airport property would exist
all the way from the west side of the property to the east side.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Does anyone have anything they'd like to say? Seeing none, I'll close the public, open it to the board. So this is the far end down there where all the charter flights, the helicopter,
yes,
whatever they're at, JSX, all that.
Far west side of the airport, and then on the other side of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah. It's getting pretty active down there.
It is.
Yeah, charter flights are becoming quite the thing.
With all the same activity, they definitely are. So I'm here to support the community and all of the development that's transpiring.
Anyone have on the board have anything?
No, if there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. General business? Do we have any general business?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. We'll step up to the table here with the microphone. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote.
Good evening. Michael McCall, 2487 East Hacienda and NC capital A U L I F F E. I thought maybe you commissioners can enlighten me to something. The last time I was here, a couple of years ago now, was we were talking about this corner property at Hacienda and Eastern, and at that time they were going for a change from CP to C1. And at that meeting, there were people here in the opposition. The board unanimously voted to deny, and that was done. So then when we went, when the Planning Commission meeting came up, it was put on the consent agenda. And without a minute's conversation or debate, something that the town board said, no, this is a bad idea, the county commission just, okay, done deal. And so I'm wondering, with great respect for the work that you guys do, what effect it really has there if town boards make motions to deny and the county commission doesn't even want to talk about it, they just breeze it through.
I would guess that whatever the item was, it probably had staff's recommendation for approval, in which case it would be on the consent agenda. That would be one way. But whoever's there can get up and request that it be heard.
So you could have said,
I know, and it's my responsibility for misjudging how long traffic was going to take me and the walk from the home parking lot. So I know that's on me, but I'm just curious about that. And then one more thing that just comes up now is that if you have a 5-member board, you have 3 members for a quorum, but one has to recuse, how is 2 a quorum of 5?
Because still here.
She abstained, but the quorum was 3 people, so that leaves it to us tonight. So that's your quorum, because these people are not here tonight.
Even if one of those people is not in any way taking
participation. We had this happen before, and they went to legal, and they said, no, this is still a quorum, because I'm physically here. The fact that I don't vote doesn't...
I'm not being adversarial.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You're just asking questions. And, you know, in regard to the our recommendations being ignored, you know, we get frustrated sometimes, too, because we put a lot of time into this. But if, you know, they put a lot into staff recommendation, because staff's going strictly by the code, what's allowed by the code. And so sometimes what the emotions of the neighbors don't always sway the commissioners when they review the item.
Well, I agree. The emotions of the neighbors shouldn't necessarily sway the commissioners that way, but the town board is not just those neighbors reviewing. motion. Yeah. You guys, I've been coming here for the better part of 25 years.
From what I understand, most of what we do, I think about 90% of it or so is approved, 95%. That's what the old studies show. But there again, you know, it's up to the neighbors really to go out and they feel that strongly about it and go, because if there's a staff approval on there, it's going to wind up on the consent agenda. The from what I understand, the commissioners hear what our recommendations were, and they have their issues that they have to deal with too.
Of course.
And it goes the other way sometimes. That we were looking at that one where it came back for the homeless center, the second extension of time. And when I was looking at the conditions that the Board of County Commissioners put on, it were stricter than we had. So, you know, it goes both ways. They can be tougher sometimes than we are. We are.
Oh, no doubt. It's just, you know, we can only observe them. Yeah.
They get staff's recommendation, they get our recommendation, and they're the final decision maker.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else like to speak? No? All right. So with that, the next meeting is July 26th. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?